Cecil. I'm glad you came over tonight.
Huh. And why not?
Do you know why?
Sure. You like to see me.
Cecil, is Ben Hur running all right?
Like a million.
Have you plenty of gas?
I think so. You want to go riding?
No. But you know something?
Whenever you start out like that, I'm due for a brilliant idea. What's up?
Oh, you say the funniest thing.
Come on. You want me to do something.
How did you gas?
Oh, with some spare brains I have.
I know you'll just love to do it.
Well, what is it? Let me know so I can start having a good time.
Well, I kind of thought that you'd kind of like to take me to a movie show tonight.
Oh, that's it.
Uh-huh. You didn't come over to just sit on the steps, did you?
Well, I...
Aw, Cecil, you're so sweet. I just knew you'd want to go to a movie tonight.
Well, all right. Get your coat.
I already have. I got it as soon as I heard you drive up.
We'll go to a neighborhood movie.
Oh, no, Cecil. Let's go downtown.
Oh, there's nothing good downtown.
Oh, Cecil, there always is. You know it.
But Sally, I'd rather go to some show around here close.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, Cecil.
I think we better.
Now, Cecil, you promised me.
I didn't promise you anything.
Well, you sort of did.
Oh, Sally, you don't want to go downtown to a show. I'll never find a decent place to park. Besides, the tail light is out on Ben Hur.
Oh, Cecil, that's just an excuse. Of course, if you want to invite me to a movie and then back out, of course, then I wouldn't say anything.
Now, listen, Sally. I have my reasons for not wanting to go downtown to a show. Honest.
Yes, I know. You just don't want to go with me.
Oh, Sally, I love to go places with you. You know it.
Well, why won't you then?
Well, I've got a reason.
Very well, then. Come on in the house. We'll have to sit around and talk to Uncle Thomas.
Wait a minute, Sally. Gosh, don't get mad.
Oh, I'm not disappointed. That is, not very much.
Wait a minute. Do you want to know my reason?
I'm not interested.
All right, then. Come on, let's go to the old show.
No, thank you. And don't holler at me. If you're going to be cross about it, I don't want to go. And I did want to go to a movie.
All right, I'll be nice then. Sally, would you please want to go to a show with me?
Oh, Cecil. All right, then.
Gosh, it's getting so it takes us an hour to decide anything.
Oh, not me, Cecil. You.
I still think we ought to go to a neighborhood theater instead of way downtown.
Well, if you can give me one good reason, I will.
Well, it's like this. Oh, never mind.
What is it?
Well, how much does it take to go to a downtown show?
Well, I don't know. Why?
Well, I didn't save any money this week, and I've only got a couple of dollars. There, now you have it.
Well, that's all right, Cecil. This'll be my treat. Uncle Thomas gave me some money tonight for some new shoes.
Now, here. We're not going to use your money.
Well, goodness, you don't have to get embarrassed.
Well, I don't like it, that's all.
I don't see why. You take me to shows all the time. Why can't I take you once in a while?
Will you please stop talking about it?
Oh, I think you're silly.
Don't call me silly.
I didn't. You don't think that I would walk up and buy the tickets for us, do you? Would that embarrass you?
Well, I should say it would.
Well, I wouldn't do that. No. I'd hand you the money before we got there.
Sally, please. You make me uncomfortable. We won't do that.
Well, have you got enough, then?
Oh, I think so.
How much have you got, Cecil?
Why did I ever bring this up, anyhow?
Well, how much have you got, Cecil?
$1.90 now.
Well, that's enough. It only costs 65 cents apiece.
You'd make a good detective. You get all the information out of a person.
Shall we go now?
All right. Tell your uncle.
Oh, let's go on. I won't say anything to Uncle Thomas.
Now listen, Sally. You better tell him where we're going.
Why?
Well, because.
Oh, he won't care.
Then why won't you tell him?
Oh, Cecil, you're worse than an old woman.
Now, we're off again.
Let's go, please.
Why aren't you going to say anything to your uncle?
Well, He might want us to stay at home.
Then we're not going, unless you tell him.
Why are you suddenly getting so good?
Well, if anything should happen, I'd get to blame.
Well, what could happen?
Well, lots of things.
Oh, please, Cecil, let's go now that we've decided to.
Who's decided? You go in the house and tell Mr. Smith where we're going.
Well, he'll say it's too late to go downtown.
He might not.
I'll bet you he will.
Maybe.
Goodness, I'd hate to be married to you.
Don't worry, darling. You haven't been asked.
I'll bet when you're an old man, you're going to be the kind of old man you read about.
Sure, with whiskers and everything.
Mostly a sour disposition.
I've got a good disposition.
Well, you better use it. It'll die from lack of exercise.
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'll go ask him.
Want me to go with you?
Oh, goodness.
What's so funny?
Look, Cecil. Look through the window.
Well, what is it?
Can't you see? Uncle Thomas.
Sure. He's sitting there in the Morris chair.
Well, he's asleep. He always falls asleep after dinner.
Well, go right on in and wake him up.
I should say not. He gets as mad as a hornet if you wake him. Now we can go.
I'll bet anything that you've been sitting here arguing with me until he'd fall asleep.
Maybe.
Well, you better leave a note for him then.
Oh, there's no need to.
Why?
He'll be there still asleep when we get back.
All right. It looks like I'm outsmarted. Come on.
Oh, Cecil, you're so simple sometimes.
Yeah, and you're so clever. Are you going to be warm enough in that coat?
Oh, sir. My heart beats so warmly with gratitude for this treat that I'll keep warm.
All right. Come on. We'll see your movie, even if we have to walk back, and I hope your uncle stays asleep until we come back.